Welcome back to the Gentleman's Gazette and our wedding series. Today, we discuss wedding etiquette and the 13 do's and don'ts of guests at weddings. Chances are you've seen a guest behave poorly at the wedding, whether it's being totally wasted, or just telling dirty jokes, or just being a jerk. It's just that kind of time when all the relatives are there and everybody's there and happy, and then there's that one bad guest that everyone remembers for the rest of their lifetime. And you don't want to be that terrible guest that everybody thinks of not so fondly and actually resents. As a guest, you're there to support and celebrate the bride and groom, and here are the 13 do's and don'ts that you should keep in mind at any wedding. First of all, do RSVP in a timely manner. The wedding couple and the entire team has spent a lot of time, money, and effort to plan this whole event, and they want to know as soon as possible who they can expect at their event. If it turns out that you RSVP'd with yes and you have a major live event and can't come, let them know as soon as possible so they can make arrangements and maybe invite someone else or get their money back. Nothing is more disappointing to a bride and groom to have guests be disrespectful by either not RSVPing or RSVPing and not showing up. If you pull on them, they will not invite you to any other event again. Don't ask to add guests to an invitation. If the invitation says plus one, you can bring another person, not three others. If it says plus family, it means you can bring your family. If it says no children and you have children, you have to find a babysitter or someone who takes care of your kids, and you can't ask to bring your kids because they specifically don't want that. And it can be hard for them to say no, but you should respect their wishes. And if you can't make it work, simply say no and regretfully decline, but don't show up with more people or ask for more. The reason is every wedding couple has to make hard decisions about their guest list, and you just make it even harder on them when you bring those requests. Three, do respect the dress code. If the invitation has a dress code, follow it. If you're not sure what it means, please check out our dress code primer video here. Popular dress codes for wedding include cocktail attire, and we have a special video for that here, as well as black tie or black tie optional, and you can find more about that in this video. If the invitation does not state a dress code, you should definitely ask the wedding couple. I mean, of course you know them and you kind of have an idea of what they want and how they dress normally, but weddings are different, and so you should always make an effort to reach out so you know in advance. Four, do buy a gift from the registry or give them cash. Nobody's interested in your self-knitted blankets, your old vases, or your hand-me-down glasses. Either get the couple something from the registry because that's what they specifically want, and just because you like something doesn't mean it fits their home and lifestyle. If you can't find anything on the registry anymore that you actually want to give or you think is out of your budget, give cash. As a newly married couple, you need to make lots of decisions, choices, and purchases, and cash will always help. So how much cash should you give? Well, that really depends on the culture. If you're in Spain, for example, you're expected to pay for a very expensive dinner, and then it's not unusual to pay 200 to 300 euros as a gift per person. In Germany, for example, where I'm from, it's not uncommon that you give about 75 to 150 euros per person. In the US, on the other hand, it's not unheard of that guests pay about $20 per person for a wedding, and in my opinion, that's almost worse than not giving anything at all, because it's almost like an insult. And in most places, you should try to at least pay $50 to $100. That way, it shows that it's a meaningful event. And if you can't do that, maybe come up with a creative solution, a gift that you know they'll enjoy. They invited you after all, and if it's not within your budget, don't go into debt, but make sure that you can do the best that's possible for you. Five, do go with the flow. Chances are bride and groom have made lots of plans, and this is the time for you to relax, just sit back, enjoy, and go with the flow. If you're supposed to be at a cocktail hour at 5, don't go somewhere else and show up at 6. Just make sure you respect their plans and show up on time. Six, don't be greedy at an open bar. In most cultures, if you're invited to a wedding, that means you're not expected to pay for anything and everything is included. In the US, however, it's not uncommon to have a cash bar where guests are expected to pay for alcoholic beverages. Now, sometimes you'll find an open bar, and that's because the wedding couple wants to be very generous and just wants you to have a good time. That doesn't mean you should abuse it and order the most expensive scotch you can get your hands on. Simply be respectful, order a drink, because someone has to pay for it. Which brings us to number 7. Do drink in moderation. It's great to have a drink and relax and be jolly, but it's not okay to have 8 drinks and be totally drunk and pass out and maybe puke into the corner. That's something you want to avoid, and it really ruins that wedding day for the bride and groom, which spends so much time and effort and money on this event. Nobody will ever forget that you were the drunk one at the wedding, and they may tease you for it years later. 8. In the same vein, don't encourage overconsumption of others. That means don't buy shots, not for the groom or anybody else, and this is not a frat party, this is a wedding. So don't overdo it. 9. Do leave the drama at home. This is not the time to rehash old stories or disputes. This is a time to enjoy and come together, and if you have to, swallow your pride. 10. Don't embarrass the wedding couple by trying to be the center of attention. That means, as a woman, do not wear a white dress. That's reserved for the bride. Same as the men, don't wear shiny dinner jackets or big boutonnieres or top hats as the guest, because it's not about you, it's about them. 11. Don't arrive late or leave the event early. If you have a major other conflict with your schedule and you can make it work, simply don't attend. It's just very disrespectful to show up late when they're in the middle of the ceremony, or to just leave early, because it just tells the wedding couple you don't care enough to stay. 12. Do say goodbye to the bride and groom in person. It is their day, and yes, they don't have time to spend an hour and talking to all of their guests. The least you can do is say goodbye personally with a handshake, with a hug, and thank them personally that they invited you. At our wedding, guests snuck out and I never invited them to anything again, and I know for many others, it's just a very disrespectful gesture, and sometimes I've even heard people say, oh, the meal is done, now I can go. And that just creates a really bad mood that you want to avoid as a guest. You want to be a good guest. Number 13, do plan a safe ride home. If you have a few drinks, do not drive yourself, get a Lyft or an Uber or even an old school cab, or have someone drive who didn't drink. That way you get home safely and everybody is happy. If you follow these 13 simple guidelines, I'm sure you'll be a wedding guest that is well remembered, respected, and thought of fondly. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to check out our other videos in the wedding series that cover everything from how to buy an engagement ring to how to wear a black tie. Thank you.